Big Slick Week on the show continues now.
Yep, Big Slick Week here with all of these celebrities coming into town. This is so fun.
It's a huge, long list of big names coming into Kansas City this weekend.
And among them is the man from Tipton, Missouri. You have seen him in over 100 television shows, movie appearances.
Everything from The Office to Anchorman, The Goldbergs, Saturday Night Live, Talladega Nights, Krampus. Oh, he's
it
in all kinds of stuff.
Unbelievable. He even does stand-up comedy as well over the past 5 years or so. Here's a clip from Anchorman where he plays Champ Kind, Dave Koechner.
The bottom line is you've been spending a lot of time with this lady, Ron. You're a member of the Channel 4 news team.
That's a given.
We need you. Hell, I need you. I'm a mess without you. I miss you so damn much. I miss being with you. I miss being near you. I miss your laugh.
Hey, our good buddy Dave Koechner is on the phone. He's going to be at the Big Slick this weekend. Champ joins us here. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hello, gang. Whamsy.
I cannot stop watching you. And so the other day I'm watching an old episode of Psych.
Watch yourself now.
David Koechner pops up. Yeah, and I'm like, oh.
Can't stop watching.
You allowed yourself too many tags on that. You couldn't stop watching me because I don't have a curtain on my bathroom.
So then I was watching an old episode of Saturday Night Live, and Bill Brasky comes up, and I'm watching to Bill Brasky, and there you are. And, of course, I always watch the Goldbergs because I'm obsessed with the Goldbergs.
Yes.
And so you're everywhere.
Yeah, I show up. This month there's, what is it? Another Period launches its second season.
That's a great show.
Month. Yeah, that's a fun show on Comedy Central, Another Period. I'm very fortunate. I'm blessed. I get to do a lot of different stuff, which is a lot of fun. I do animated stuff. We're reshooting. Now we're doing a second season of F is for Family, the Bill Burr animated series on Netflix. I also do a voice on Regular Show and American Dad and King Julian. So I've been very, very fortunate. As you probably saw that Twin Peaks announced their cast list. I was fortunate enough to be in that television series. So yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's cool. I mean, you range from the comedic to the dramatic as well. So you're not just, you know, some of these guys that just do comedy. What pulled you over to the drama side too?
Work.
Yep.
Money.
I think everybody, comedian or actor, wants to work in every genre. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because it's fun. Once you're in it, you want to do all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you want to limit yourself to one thing or another. I generally think that most people that are actors feel that way. I was watching that O.J. Simpson thing last night, and he quit football because he thought he was going to have an acting career.
So once you get
that bug, I think people want to play, you know, in every realm that they can.
And I just watched you in Krampus. I didn't even realize. Last night, my husband threw that in. I was like, why are we watching a Christmas movie? And then all of a sudden, you popped up. I'm like, that's Koechner in Krampus.
Right on. That's a fun movie.
Yeah.
We shot that one in New Zealand. Yeah, that turned out really well.
It was cool.
Yeah, very happy with that. Cheap Thrills is one. That's a fun, dark one. It's very dramatic. It's got a few laughs in it, but it's not a comedy. It's a dark thriller. That's one of my favorites that I've done. A little indie, but man, it really turned out well. Not for the faint of heart, I'll tell you that much.
Nice. Dave Koechner on the show here with Jen and Truda. The Twin Peaks thing, I just saw that too. Have you already shot that, or is that coming up here?
No, I shot that back in February. The series doesn't come out on Showtime until January 2017.
Okay, so we've got to wait for it for quite some time.
Yeah, we can wait, yeah. We have to be patient. They shot, I don't even know, all I knew were my parts. I don't know how long it is. I don't know how many episodes there are. I don't even know how many episodes I'm in.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They just give you your pages and they're like, let's just shoot this, and we're not going to tell you anything beyond what you need to know.
That's exactly it.
That sounds like a typical David Lynch sort of thing, though. He's involved with this project, right?
Yes, he was very cool. Really amazing to work with him. You know, such a unique process that he has, and so much fun to work with someone like that who operates on that level. Very cool.
What is something that you, if and you talk about running the gamut between comedy and drama, and so, what is a project that you wish that you were involved in? Is there somebody out there or a director or somebody that you really want to work with in the future that you just haven't gotten the chance to do yet?
Tons. And I hate to even mention one because then you might offend someone else.
They get jealous.
But well, who knows how sensitive people are. But for me, to work with someone like Quentin Tarantino or the Coen brothers would be a huge goal. Tom McCarthy, I like a lot. The list, you know, goes on and on and on and deep and deep. Those are the ones just are at the top of my head. Gus Van Sant, that'd be amazing. Scorsese. So there's tons of people. In fact, I kind of worked with Tarantino. He was on SNL the year I was on, and he produced a movie I was in years ago. So I've gotten to work with him. I guess one could say I have. But I've been very fortunate that I get to work with an amazing range of actors and directors and producers.
Well, and this weekend you get to work with Rob Riggle, Jason Sudeikis, Eric Stone Street, all your friends from The Big Slick.
Just some good old hobos, really.
All right, so you're
fun because I've known those guys for so long now, and to be able to do something that makes a difference, and we have so much fun doing it, and the city really enjoys, is a huge treat.
You're in the seventh year. Big Slick is in its seventh year. You've raised over $3 million for Children's
Mercy.
Yeah,
the last two years, we've raised $1 million a year.
That's
the
incredible.
First year, I believe, was 50 grand is what we raised.
Hmm.
And then, obviously, it has grown exponentially since then. And we've gotten bigger and bigger sponsors. The Royals have it continued to be absolutely incredible in their sponsorship and in their giving, along with too many sponsors to even mention. The Chiefs have chipped in again, so it's fantastic to be part of, you know, to bring together or to be part of something that's become a fun staple of Kansas City, and we get to participate on a level with all of these iconic organizations in the city. It really makes it special. And again, all for a great cause, because we are able to contribute to families to help their children get better.
Dave Koechner here on the show on KC-1021 this morning. Big Slick coming up this weekend. First off, it starts with a softball game Friday night at Kauffman Stadium. Now, a few years ago, it could have been argued that you were probably the best team from Kansas City to play in said stadium, but now things have changed a little bit. They are the World Series champions. So
how fun is that? We get to step on the field where the world champions play. It gets better. How can it get better? Well,
right. That is awesome.
Yes.
No pressure, but are you boning up on your softball skills?
Well, it's kind of a goofy game. I do most of the announcing, so I get to also mess with the rules of the game. But this year, I think we're all going to take a chance at the microphone, and that way we'll all get a bat in a goofy way or play or... It's just such a fun thing. No one takes it too seriously.
Excellent. It moves to bowling on Saturday morning, followed by the live auction that night at the
Midland.
Right. And there's always great stuff up for grabs there. I joke with people that the very first year that this took place, we walked in, a buddy of mine and I, we said, okay, you know what? We could probably cobble together about $1,500 so we could buy something cool, because we really didn't know what was going to be involved. And I think the first thing that they put up was tickets to the Tonight Show. And they're like, all right, let's start at $2,500. I'm like, okay, well, let's get a drink.
I'm out.
Let's go. But no, I mean, it really is for a great cause. And that's what brings people together, because you can have those experiences, but know that the money is such a worthwhile event. And right here in Kansas City, too, is just awesome.
Yeah, people are very generous. It's very... very cool. There's such generosity there in KC, and it's so great to see, because there are so many people asking for money for all kinds of organizations. And there are a lot of people that do give and do come out that have actually been touched and have stories that are generated from Children's Mercy Hospital. So it's heartbreaking, but at the same time endearing that that's that community that supports and gives and maintains its relationship with the hospital. So that's fantastic. But yeah, we have a lot of fun at the Saturday night thing. There's always some great auction items up for bid. And this year, I will say, I can't announce it yet, But there's a really cool package that people will be able to buy online. We're going to announce it that night at Big Slick. So we have a mix of live auction items, online items, and then there's going to be a special online package available, made available starting that night, that will continue to be available to people until it sells out.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, just know that the city is so proud of all of you, and it's funny, I told you, you know, I'm a radio nerd, so there's shows that I listen to across the country. To hear you on a show in L.A., Kevin and Bean, talk about Big Slick and what's happening in Kansas City last week, I just thought that, I'm like, wow, you know, this thing has really gone national, yeah. And a lot of people's eyes are on this, and that is so super cool. We're just so proud of all you guys and what you have done. It really is just a real pride moment for us to see you guys come back and do this thing.
Well, thank you. And I got to tell you, the celebrities that have never been to Kansas City are blown away. They're blown away by the people there. They're blown away by the city. They're blown away by the incredibly great time that we have over the weekend, because this is unique. Most charities, you go for an afternoon or you go for a golf tournament or you go for an evening. But for this thing, we've got them captive for 2 days, and they have an absolute ball, and every one of them wants to come back every year. I think we've got about 10 regulars that keep coming back, and they just love it. And the ones that can't make it always make a point to donate or give an auction item or give directly to the hospital. So it's really special.
Dave Koechner, part of Big Slick this weekend. You can check out all the details on our Facebook page, bigslickkc.org as well. Dave, thank you so much for your time. And again, give the best to your family. We'll probably see you out there on Friday when Jen is going to be watching you.
Yes, I will
on field at Kauffman. So.
I look forward to it. All right, peepers.
Yeah. Yeah, the girl with the crazy binoculars, that's her.
I'll be the one trying to get a Snapchat with you. That'll be me.
I love it.
All right,
Dave.
All right,
gang. Thanks so much.
You bet. Take care. Have a good one.
Okay, peace.
The Show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.